Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Freffy Radio, this is Giulia Bianconi, and with Anthony, Angela and Joe Russo, Richard Madden, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Stanley Tucci and David Weil, producers, protagonists and showrunner of Citadel, the new TV series of Amazon Prime Video presented in Rome. First of all, let me start with Anthony and Joe Russo. You have directed Avengers movies. I would like to ask you if there is a connection between the world of superheroes and the spies this TV series talk about.
We've been building worlds since our early days in television with shows like Arrested Development and Community that had deep mythology, a lot of characters. So Avengers was just an extension of the work we had already been doing on those shows. And then Citadel is an extension of that work as well. It's a large ensemble show with a very dense mythology. So I would say the difference between Marvel and Citadel is much edgier than Marvel, much more edgy.
In the same, you know, the same way that superheroes have these sort of heightened abilities, spies also have heightened abilities. It may not be supernatural, but they have a skill set that's different. But one area that this show is has a bit of a fantasy element to it, in the sense that there's this technique and technology within the world of the show known as backstopping, which wipes the memory, right? Which is sort of that kind of takes the character into a very special place that's beyond the realm of
science
normal. Fiction. Experience, exactly. And it's kind of central to like the struggle that several of the characters have throughout the shows.
And for you who played the spies, do you think they have superpowers?
I don't know if, like, I'm sure real life spies have heightened stakes, which is life and death at all times. But ours happens in 4.5 hours, so it's like constantly up here. Which is why I feel like they're a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think that I don't know that they're not superheroes, but I think the technology is the thing that sort of is incredibly super and that elevates them to another place. That's slightly more than human.
Do you have spy skills in your real life?
Not too many. I don't have a lot of spy skills. I always look for the good in people. So I usually am not someone that is very discerning or good judge of character. I can dress the part, which I can do. But more than that, I don't know if I have it. Definitely don't have the courage.
Yeah, I'm not. If I had the personality to be a spy, I would be a spy.
You damn
but
well
I don't.
Look the part.
I just pretend, right?
Yeah. You damn well.
I just pretend. For a living.
I'm terrible at lying. I don't think I'd have any good spy skills. I suppose one thing that as an actor I have in common with a spy, I suppose, is an empathy in people. And I think as an actor I have to use that to understand people. And I imagine spies would use that as a tool to be able to connect and manipulate people. I use it in a way to understand human beings so that I can portray them better.
Priyanka, usually in spy stories, women are relegated to the background. In this case, you are one of the protagonists. So do you think this is due to a moment in which gender equality is being imposed, or there is real change?
I think that there is a lot of change that needs to come to see women in positions of power, to see women in decision-making positions of power, in roles that, you know, men have enjoyed for a long time. There's a lot that needs to be done, but at the same time, we must also focus on a lot that has happened. Major strides have been made, not just in our industry, but women around the world have stood up for each other. And I think, that will help get us where we want to, where the next generation of girls is not thinking about our problems. They'll have their own. They won't have ours, hopefully. You know, that's all you can do.
You said before technology is in the middle of Citadel, but that's very important also in our lives. Do you feel you're being controlled by technology in today's world?
Do we feel a fear of that? I'm not sure. In my research for this, I went deep into, okay, well, what were spies using in the 50s, for example? And back then, they were using pinhole cameras, which I thought wasn't until now we start using this technology. So back then, there was a lot more of it. So I can't imagine what there is now. We all have listening devices on us and location trackers, and they read our brains with our algorithms and searches. So I think it's just kind of an inevitable part of our life now.
David, you are a young showrunner, but this TV series is a tribute to Bond, but also to Fleming and Le Carré books. Is there a sort of nostalgia of that kind of spy stories?
Yeah, look, you know, I think Citadel in many ways is a love letter to Le Carré and to, you know, Bond and to Bourne, you know, all the things that we sort of grew up on and the stories that we loved. But we try to turn those conventions on their head, right? We take those sort of archetypes and try to modernize them to make them new. So at the center of this piece, at the heart of it, is a spy duo, right? Instead of a singular spy. And, you know, there's sort of a romantic element, right, about being a spy, about this notion of alter ego and duality. You could be anybody. And to your point, you know, in this world we live in today that is so, you know, everyone sees you, there's this big brother sort of element. It's harder and harder, I think, to be able to disappear, right? And so there's a wistfulness, I think, about this piece. And there's a wistfulness about the role of a spy. So I think maybe that's what you're feeling in this series. You know, I think for all of us, we all have alter egos and duality, and it's exciting to think, you know, who we could be or who our family could be, right? What is the mask that they wear, you know, in the shadows? I always thought my grandmother was a superhero, right? Growing up, a Holocaust survivor, a superhero. I thought in her closet, she had a cape and a mask. So I think it maybe comes from that feeling like there's a specialness about human beings that we don't often see in our daily life, but that we love to pretend, you know, or wish that maybe they are, you know, greater than normal in some way.
In the past, good and evil were very distinguished in stories. Less today, Angela, was this aspect also a challenge as a producer?
When we think about a series that centers around spies, spies are individuals who often must operate in a gray area. And I think that's why they're endlessly intriguing, because you never quite know which side of the line she or he may fall on. And I think David's done an exquisite job in this series of deepening that exploration by connecting these individuals to each other in relationships that are steeped in history. We don't often see that in the spy world. Typically, they are lone sharks operating on their own. They have an enigmatic quality to them. They feel a bit untouchable. But in this particular series, you know, Richard really digs in with Priyanka in a way, you know, as you mentioned before, perhaps in our last interview, where they cannot exist without each other to some degree. They are highly dependent on each other. And so I think that that exploration in general also lends itself to the organizations that we explore throughout, whether it's Manticore or Citadel. Both of them operate in the gray. And so even entities that may have the best intentions ultimately may find themselves, you know, slipping more and more. And we ask the question a lot, you know, at what point do the ends justify the means? And I think that's one of the deeper themes that will be explored as the series continues.
And can I add one thing to that, which is, in our show, we don't have the villain, the bad guy, and the good guy. Every person believes that they are the good guy, doing things for the right reason. And that's what makes the story so dramatic, is we don't have this clean cutness. Everyone thinks they're doing things for the greater good, which leaves us as the audience to judge, okay, who's bad and who's good, because they all believe they're doing it right.
Richard, recently we saw you in Bodyguard, now in Citadel. Maybe are you the next Bond?
Very flattering of you to do that lineup, but I'm particularly busy with Citadel at the moment. I'm actually doing another project with Amazon we've just started prep for called Killer Heat, which is a film with myself, Shailene Woodley, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and it's a kind of noir thriller, dark, very different to what I've done before. I like to mix it up, so that's what I'm pursuing next. I'm mixing it up.
And we've been talking to Anthony, Angela and Joe Russo, Richard Madden, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Stanley Tucci and David Weil, producers, protagonists and showrunner of Citadel, available on April 28th on Amazon Prime Video. This is Julie Bianconi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.